Well, they were 0-6 at the end of round six, the Sydney Swans. Roosie, they now sit 5-7. They can't afford to drop too many. Yesterday at the MCG, it looked as though they were going to go down to the Tigers, but they found a way to win. And a man who's playing a really important role is Callum Mills. He's getting ready to board a plane before they head back to Sydney today. Callum, welcome. Congratulations on a gutsy come-from-behind win yesterday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a ripping win and probably one of the best wins I've been involved with at the club. It was very exciting.
Yeah, mate, look, I guess it was a case of two halves, wasn't it? I heard just John Longmire's press conference afterward, but probably the first thing you guys needed to address, I guess, at halftime was your contested ball numbers. I mean, you were minus 15 and certainly something the Swans really pride themselves on. So was that a big discussion point at halftime?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're really reactive to the Tigers and we didn't go out on the front foot. And I think they obviously smashed us in contested ball, and even around the scramble, they were just reacting quicker than us, and they obviously wanted it more than us in the first quarter, so and first half, really. So we managed to turn it around, which is a pleasing thing.
Yeah, look, it was a terrific second half. I think the other thing, you looked a little bit in disarray down back. I mean, they've got a lot of smalls, and obviously with only one tall, which is Jack Riewoldt, I thought they got the better of the matchups in the first half, and then again at half time it seemed that you guys must have chatted about it, or you're just a lot calmer in the second half as a defence and you seemed to get more of the matchups that you wanted. So it was advantage Richmond in the first half and it looked like it was advantage Swans in that department in the second half.
Yeah, definitely, they've got quite an interesting forward line with the only one tall, as you said, but no, they're really talented, and I think the main thing was that we got our pressure up around the ball and we started winning contested ball, so we could, as defenders, really set up much better, and the ball wasn't coming out so fast. And I think they definitely got the upper hand of us in the first half and got some really quick, good front and centre players, and they took advantages in the first half.
I think it's a really good point, Cal, isn't it? Because if there's really pressure around the ball, even when the opposition wins, that it comes in long and high, and that was a big factor. First half, they were able to get some really easy ball. I thought their ball use in the first half was fantastic. They didn't go long to the top of square that often. They really changed the angles, lowered their eyes, and in the second half, your mids probably forced them to kick it in longer and higher, which made your job a bit easier.
Yeah, definitely. I think, and that was a focus for us going in. If we put enough pressure on the ball and denied them from uncontested mark, force them to do high kicks and long into the forward line, and with our height advantage, we thought that would work, and we managed to carry that out in the second half, which was really pleasing.
Cal, it was hard to take your eyes off the Buddy Franklin versus Alex Rant matchup. It was almost Carey versus Djokovic from a while ago. Just admiring that from the other end, did you sort of think, you know, Rant was having such an influence on the game, and was the direction from John Longmire, boys, can you stop kicking it to him?
Oh, it's hard to see down the other end. I think I'm too busy trying to get a breath, really, for me to witness what was going on. But, no, they're obviously two great players, and for them to go head-to-head is probably great for the fans. But, yeah, no, I can't pay too much attention because I'm too busy getting my breath back.
Hey, Cal, Nick Newman, only 9 games, but I thought his performance yesterday was instrumental in the ability to come back and win the game.
Yeah, he was incredible. He won so many one-on-one contests that, you know, if he lost them, it would be detrimental to them to, you know, move the ball. But he stopped so many plays, especially in that last quarter on the wing. He stood up in a couple of big moments, and he's a ripping bloke and a really good footy player.
Mate, I think the good thing, I mean, frustrating early in the year because you've had so many injuries, but I guess as following from what Swatter's said, I guess now it's going to translate because a lot of those young kids, Will Hayward's been terrific, Newman, as Swatter mentioned. So now that you're starting to get players back, those young guys that got some game time perhaps wouldn't have had there not been the injuries, but it certainly stood them in good stead. And I thought yesterday, you know, Joey Kennedy's last quarter was fantastic, but in the first three quarters, he struggled a bit. Hannah's was down a little bit. It was the younger guys that really were able to get you back in the game, which was fantastic.
Yeah, it's really pleasing. I think we obviously, you know, look for our leaders to pave the way. But sometimes when that doesn't happen, the young boys stand up. It's really massive, and it also helps the leaders. It sort of works both ways, really. And, you know, when you have a full team performance, it's hard to lose almost, if that makes sense.
Cal Ruzzi here, our man, was saying he basically made you as a player, teaching you all the facets of the game back in the academy. Just enlighten us. So how much influence did the great man here
have on you? Just so we're clear, probably Cal was the worst player that I had to deal with. And he came in the academy at about under 13s. He could barely kick the football. I had him from 3 years and turned him from absolutely nothing into what we see today.
Yeah, Ruzzi didn't talk to me for 4 years before football, so I can't say it's really Ruzzi.
Well, give Smithy a pump up then, will you?
Yeah, it was all Chris Smith, really. I think once Ruzzi figured out I could kick a footy after 4 years, then he started teaching me the finesse of the game, really.
Sort of lines up with what Maxi Gawn said about Ruzzi's last year. He just didn't turn up, Kel, when he was at the Demons. It was all Simon Goodwin. Well, and that sort of lines up with what you've said.
The three biggest troublemakers the three biggest troublemakers I've dealt with in football are Max Gawn, Callum Mills and Isaac Heaney. So,
hey, Cal.
If it was raining, which it very rarely was in Sydney, I don't think Ruzzi would rock up the training.
A really nice way to finish off, Cal, off the back of a great come-from-behind win. You take on the Bombers next Friday night at the SCG. You win that, you've almost squared the ledger. You take on the Demons, Ruzzi's old side, in 2 weeks' time. Really appreciate you joining us. Well done, and rest up. Get ready for next week against the Bombers.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.